percent of the premium is warrant.
Mr. Ray, we have done the research on this with our healthcare providers for both medical and dental. There is no problem or issue with providing this service to the mayor and council under our existing health insurance coverage. And then for any 1099 officials, it would just be subject to the health insurance company, the medical and the dental approval based on specific circumstances. There's some evaluative measures they put in place to see if you can participate. But for mayor and council, it's clear cut that for both medical and dental, you can participate.
Okay, thank you. Questions, one more comment?
I guess, you know, just want to reiterate that this is no taxpayer dollars involved. Just if we chose to do that, we'd be paying 100% of that on board. The other thing, I guess, would be, do we have a schedule rates or things like that on provide us with that?
Yeah, we can send that out to everyone.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
No.
Johnny, you got any questions?
No.
Yeah, no action will be necessary other than to let us know if you want to participate.
Great. Thank you. All right, discussion of award of contract for codification of ordinances.
That's 12. Good evening, Mayor and Council. In May 6th, 2009, the City of Frederick commenced RFP for codification of our city ordinances with proposals due on May 26, 2009 at 2 p.m. We advertised on the Georgia Municipal Association website, the City of Dunwoody website, and with the Georgia Procurement Registry. What we asked for was a comprehensive, detailed, codified vendor with the ability to provide professional services to codify all the city's ordinances for the current needs of the city as well as the future ordinances. In addition, the ordinances would be made available online to be cross-referenced with state law, and all newly adopted ordinances would be published. Municipal Code Corporation, MuniCode, is an industry leader in the codification of ordinances with over 50 years of professional experience. They've worked with six newly formed cities in the state of Georgia and the state of Florida. Staff recommendation. We received one proposal on May 26th at 2 p.m. from the following vendor, Municipal Code Corporation. Upon reviewing their criteria and the criteria of the RFP and submission, staff recommends contracting with Municipal Code Corporation to provide the service to the City of Dunwoody. The base cost of the project would be $13,350. I've listed a number of bulleted items there in the memo for your pleasure. Some of those would be ordinance research, preparation of legal manuscript, 25 copies of the code would be provided, the adopting ordinance, all legal work, implementation and approval of legal findings, updating state law references, proofreading, proofs, page formatting, and a number of other items. When the submission was received, I went online. There's about three companies, maybe three, two to three companies that provide this type of service. I Googled that. I located one company at the northern part of the U.S. that only publishes code ordinances up in that area. But I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Sharon on that? Robin.
My recollection is that this is below the threshold that we need to approve. So this is just for our info, right?
Right. If it's going to be a contract.
Yes, sir, it would be a contract. I also want to point out, you can see this at the end of the meeting if you wish, they did give us a sample of what those look like, what the code of ordinance looks like. It's something that would be very helpful to both the staff and to the elected officials. And then, of course, citizens could purchase them, but they'll be available online as well.
So if this project goes forward, then our ordinances can be assessed through MuniCode, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Is that where that last bullet point, code on internet for the first year?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's included in that base price of $13,350. After that time, we would pay a very nominal annual fee.
Just out of curiosity, is that part of the contract, that maintenance fee, if you will, or annual fee? I mean, just wondering, do they stipulate in the contract, like you've got a 3-year contract, second half of 2000, third year is 2000, or is that?
I'd have to go back in there and look again, Mr. Mayor.
Other questions? Yes, John?
I've used MuniCode a number of times doing legal research. It's quite easy to do. You can put in a keyword, and it'll pull up the DeKalb County Code, and then you just look through, and you can find exactly what you're looking for. It's very helpful. My one question on it that wasn't shown here is, how fast do they update? We seem to be updating and changing ordinances left and right. If we were to change something tonight, does it wait a full year to go online for the change, or is it weekly, monthly, yearly? That's what I'm not aware of.
The city can choose. You can choose quarterly, you can choose annually, you can choose biannually. They do have a new service, I believe they refer to it as Now, which is, we would adopt an ordinance tonight. They would have it up within a matter of days on the website. It just would not be codified in the supplement, the hard copy supplements that would come out to us.
Right. So what are we paying for? What have we given them a time frame for which we will be updating the website for the public to check?
No, sir, we have not at this point. We would choose to do that, as well as choosing what page format you want, whether single column or double column.
Thank you. I'm more worried. I mean, I'm sure it's a great tool for you in the office. I mean, get what you need, but I'm looking, I've used it in the past. I'm just looking for updated, regular updates. If we needed to do the research ourselves, I would like to be able to go online and know that the change that we made 3 weeks from ago was in there, and I'm looking at the most current thing. So I'm just looking at, when was it last updated? If there's an additional price for that, I want to know the additional price. If this is in the package to get it updated every month, I'm just wondering what the lag is.
I can tell you from past experience, and I have worked with municipal code in the past, you can choose monthly. It's the turnaround time from the city to get that to them. We can provide that, you know, via email the day after an ordinance is adopted. And then however long it takes them, they have someone assigned that we would work with directly, turn that hard copy supplement back around to us.
Thank you.
So is that line item down, or is that part of the contract?
That's part of the contract for this first year. That is part of the contract.
Sharon, the part of the contract, to get back to John's question, in the RFP, it must have had some type of an update, monthly. What did we ask for in the first year, I guess, is what I'm asking. What kind of update?
I would have to get back with you on that. I apologize.
Okay, no, you don't have to follow that. The other thing, I guess, bothers me just a little bit is, only ones that are, you said you went online and there's only 3 companies or something that does this type of work in the whole United States?
Those are the ones that, when I Googled codifying ordinances, I had 3 companies that came up that actually specialize in this particular type of service.
Did we talk to some of our sister cities and see who they're doing it with or how they're doing it?
Yes, sir, I actually did. I talked to two of the sister cities here close by. I also talked to a city out in Gwinnett County. Did not talk to the city that I came from. We use them as well. But if you go online to municode.com and click on Georgia, you'll see a litany of municipalities and counties in the state of Georgia that use them.
So our sister cities are using them, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there's, I guess like one of my points here is, when we only got one bidder, it always bothers me. But I guess if there's only one person out there that does this type of thing, it seemed like it would be, in a business like this, there would be more with cities all doing this. But again, I don't know much about that, and I've never used this company, so I don't know much about them either.
Everything I've looked up, as John said, in research or community code, and then you can do all the certain statutes or laws. So for whatever reason,
Okay, I just want all of us to feel comfortable with only one bidder out there, because that's always a red flag.
Yeah, it is always a red flag. Municode is the 600-pound gorilla. I think the other company is LexisNexis that does a lot of this. That's the other place that I find myself going. And they didn't bid, or do we know whether they knew about it? Or?
They did not. They should have known about it through GMA and the Georgia Registry. We did not advertise locally here with the crier. I doubt very seriously that these vendors would ever say that ad.
Robert, LexisNexis only covers two Georgia cities. Municode covers.
Right. I mean, Municode is ubiquitous, right? I mean, they are the 600-pound gorilla.
Any other questions for on that? Hi, thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
Pleasure seeing you up at the podium.